From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Bill Conger, lead curator at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Bill joins us to tell us about the new exhibit entitled Guitar, the Instrument that Rocked the World. The exhibit, which opened on September 26th, will remain in Peoria until January 10th. Bill, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you, Jen. Great to see you. Zoom see you. Pleasure to be here. Thanks.
So I understand this has been a tremendously popular traveling exhibit all over the country. Can you tell us how you were able to secure this particular exhibit for its Illinois debut here at the Peoria Riverfront Museum?
Yeah, we knew about this show for quite a while. It actually has had a run of around 10 years, but we also knew that it had not come anywhere near our region. And so knowing that Peoria is a music city and that rock and roll, the guitar, bands that focus on blues, jazz, et cetera, play so huge in Peoria, we knew this was kind of a no-brainer to track down the show. And it literally took us about 2 years to see it finally get to Peoria. And as you mentioned, first time in Illinois.
So, and in typical Peoria Riverfront Museum style, you've not only brought in the nationally touring exhibit, but you've also built in components that really tell the story about the local history of guitar and guitar music here in Peoria. Can you share with us some of those components?
You bet. It is that section of the exhibition is really kind of an addendum to Guitar, the Instrument that Rocked the World. It is a self-curated edition that focuses on Golden Voice Recording Company, which existed in 1964 through the 1970s, and recorded songs and bands that you've listened to your entire life. And so many people in our region have no idea that this happened. And so we found Marianne and Jerry Milam, who started this company in 1964. And for the next 16 years, they would record acts like Styx, Dan Fogelberg, The Coachmen, which Dan's earliest band, Suburban 9 to 5, which featured Gary Richrath, the lead guitarist of REO Speedwagon. That the list goes on. I'm just hitting the kind of the obvious ones. But it's an incredible story, and we wanted to explore that.
Let's go back to the actual national exhibit that you've brought in. It's got a very hard to miss centerpiece, shall we say? Can you tell us about the largest guitar in the world that's kind of centered in this exhibit?
In its Book of World Records, largest guitar, playable guitar in the world, is in Peoria right now. And this was designed for the exhibition. It's a replica of a kind of a mid 20th century design, which any rock guitarist would know very well. It's called the Flying V, and it literally looks like an arrow. Essentially, it's one of the most unique rock guitars to ever be invented, and this completely enlarged version is playable with a lot of sanitizer nearby. But it's fascinating to kind of view the design at this level. And it really, you know, the exhibition really focuses on the science of the guitar as well, which the largest guitar is designed to get at. And so it's not only art, it's not only history, it's science as well.
You just opened this exhibit this past Saturday, and can you tell us a little bit about the crowds and their response? We know it's kind of been a different time with COVID, but it sounds like you guys are back.
Yeah, we of course were nervous. There's a little trepidation in getting up and running, and very hopeful. We thought this would be the show that would do it, and Saturday our doors opened, and I'm happy to say that we essentially were at our COVID limits. We were actually limiting people to their access into the galleries, which of course we must do. But that told us something, and that's that this exhibition is going to speak to the public.
What are some things that you think people are going to be surprised by learning after they go through the exhibit?
Well, I think the actual age of the guitar, it's literally centuries old. Versions of the guitar happen all over the world, of course, and the kind of what I call the kind of human-centered design of what the guitar today looks like is a result of hundreds of years of exploring music and pushing music to its boundaries. And also, I would say that one of the most unique aspects of the exhibition is how it explores the expressivity of this instrument. That this is one of the only modern instruments that allows a musician to express themselves through the very look of the instrument itself.
And you have some very famous guitars that come along with this exhibit as well, correct?
We do. We have a Lucille, B.B. King's famous guitar. We have anybody's fans of Black Sabbath or Ozzy Osbourne, Tommy Iommi. It was the lead guitarist of Black Sabbath, has a guitar in there as well. Really, the list goes on and on. We have some original Leo Fender guitars. Fender, of course, the most successful electric guitar maker in the history of the world. And we have some of the oldest, most valuable guitars by them as well. I also want to just kind of step right back into that Golden Voice concept and let everyone know we have a display that focuses on the four guitar legends of Peoria, Illinois. Gary Richrath, who has a guitar in our display. We have a Dan Fogelberg platinum album. We have a Mike Somerville guitar, who is the lead guitarist of Head East. And lastly, Mike, we just lost this year as well. And lastly, Steve Gibson, a guitar legend who's played on over 14,000 studio sessions. He also happens to be in the Country Music Hall of Fame and is the director, the one and only director that's ever been of the Grand Ole Opry. And he is a Peorian. It's unbelievable. So this exhibition just gives in so many dimensions. We're very excited to present it.
Sounds like a fantastic exhibit. Bill, congratulations on a great start to it, and thank you so much for joining us today.
As always, thank you, Jen.
That was Bill Conger from the Peoria Riverfront Museum telling us about their new exhibit making its Illinois debut, Guitar, the Instrument That Rocked the World. You can visit the museum Wednesday through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays from noon to 5 p.m. For this and all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.